Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Today we will be discussing the proposed gas pipeline in upstate New York. And my guest is Becky Meyer and Bob Connors, and they're with Stop New York Gas. Stop New York Broadcast Pipeline. And they're here to talk about the pipeline and what it means to New Yorkers. So, Becky and Bob, good afternoon. How are you?
Good.
Fine. Thank you, Cynthia.
Now, first of all, how vast is this project?
Well, it's an over 400 miles from the fields of Pennsylvania, New York State, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and ends near Boston.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It consists, again, of over 400 miles of natural gas pipeline and 9 miles.
Okay. And you're fighting this. Who else are you working with to fight this, and how did you become involved in this?
Yes, Cynthia, I'll do this one. Started our group in 2015, and we live in what's called the county of Canaan, and working pipeline in our area, and this would be the fourth one, so we didn't like that. So we organized a group here, and then eventually in opposition, and eventually in December of 2014, the developer, the company called Kinder Morgan, and locally their subsidiary, it's called the Gas Pipeline, rerouted to north of us to Rensselaer County. So we just simply moved our further north, and it extends, of course, west to Albany County, across the river to Schoharie County, and then down south to the Frankfurt of Pennsylvania. And we found very quickly that most people weren't that concerned about gas because it's coming through our pipeline, of course, for many years. And the big difference is approximately 10 years ago, since fracking has gone into high gear, since our gas, now most of it comes from Pennsylvania and the Northeast, it's a very dangerous gas because the fracking process involves over 600 known chemicals. Many of them are carcinogens and endocrine disruptors and neurotoxins. And in addition, there's the Marcellus Shale, which has quite a bit of, involves a lot of the gas called radon gas, radioactive. So during the fracking process, a certain percentage of this gas, chemicals, do manage to get into this gas that we don't like to call it natural gas. I prefer to call it unnatural gas now. And it does go through the transmission line and into the compressor station, metering station, and so on. So what's the big deal? Well, approximately 4% of this gas escapes. And that's by the company's industry's own admissions. In some cases, it's higher than that, where it's documented by other groups. And the trouble is, these gases are dangerous to our health and safety. And as people became educated, not only citizens, but elected officials, the tide has turned in our area, and many of the communities in our area, including the counties, has very strong resolution to oppose unnatural gas pipeline. And in the opposition, there were Pierce in Massachusetts and Hampshire as well. And public is just becoming outraged now, especially in New York State. None of this gas, absolutely not even one molecule, will be supplied to New York State. It's all geared to go to near Boston, Mass. And I'll let Becky take it from here, or you may have some other questions.
My question is, fracking has been banned, but as the fracking issue kind of died down a little bit, the infrastructure was slowly being built. What percentage of New Yorkers are aware of what's going on as far as the pipeline and other infrastructure proposals?
I think very small. I think that's the irony. When we first started speaking to people, they said, well, we banned fracking in New York. And I said, well, we banned the fracking itself of the gas that's in New York State, but we are still having fracked gas come through our state. And that's the big irony. We are asking Governor Cuomo to finish the ban as the Commissioner of Health said, that he would have his family live near the fracking field because it was dangerous. And we don't want infrastructure which sends out these chemicals and leaks them out. So part of it is an education process of telling people how the gas in New York State and how dangerous it is.
What danger does the pipeline pose to the land that it's being built on?
Well, of course, as they're building it, there's incredible disruption. There's blasting. And just recently, in Rensselaer County and Albany County, they passed legislation that would help protect the private wells from any blasting effect. So that's good. But so there's the construction. People whose land that it goes through still pay taxes on that property, but they don't have access to all of it. And, of course, what we're most concerned about is leaking that could get into the soil, air, and water. And although it's rare, there are a major explosion of gas pipelines in this country every week. And it's not likely to happen in our little part of the world, but it happens in 52 little places every year.
Mm-hmm.
Our little
mm-hmm. Now, what is the name of the company that's building this infrastructure?
Called Kinder Morgan, and the CEO of the company is Richard Kinder, who used to be involved with Enron. So it gives you a little bit of idea of his ethics. And Tennessee Gas Pipeline, which has been around this area since the 1950s, is now a subsidiary of Kinder.
And how long has this specific pipeline that you're fighting against, when was it first proposed?
Well, it's a long process of permitting. They, almost 2 years ago, people started hearing that they were interested in doing. Then in September of 2014, in order to build a pipeline, it was between more than one state. It goes across more than one state. It's regulated by the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And there's a very lengthy process. So they did something called pre-filing in September, and then there's a whole lot of things that the company has to do. And then I just heard as of today, well, no, on November 20th, they did their formal filing, and as of today, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission accepted their filing. And usually it then takes about a year for FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, to decide whether to permit it or not. Now, the sad thing is that FERC has almost never not permitted a new pipeline. So they were established to make it possible for many pipelines to exist. So they sometimes try to mitigate the worst expenses of a pipeline, but they're not at all interested in not permitting. And
now, you said that Kinder Morgan is building this. Why, besides profit and money, do they think this needs to be built? Okay. Kinder Morgan is the builders of this pipeline. Besides money and profit, why do they think this pipeline needs to be built? Or is it strictly a monetary thing?
Well, you know, Kinder Morgan, I'll abbreviate that, meaning Kinder Morgan means state that there's a need for the gas for New England. However, for some reason, Massachusetts Attorney General Cora Healey sponsored a study designed by its group in the Massachusetts area that studied whether there really was additional gas, unnatural gas in New England. They projected out 15 years. And the simple answer was no. Because what's happening is the renewables are coming online and people are becoming more energy efficient and future power contractor, so on. But so Morgan, basically, they're not the only company, there are many others, are in a race to get the gas overseas where they make 4 or 5 times the price for the gas. So New York and more the transit point. Now, to keep FERC content, they'll distribute a little bit of this gas around the market, but not much, because they're not even able to sign up. They're struggling. Now, in addition, there are several other types of bring gas to the wind well before it can work in this pipe. But it really is just moving that out there, and so your point, based on green, yes, they will. What's happened is various pipelines throughout the northeast to supply the gas from Canada down south to Canada. Now, in recent history, some of these lines applied for permits reversed. So, incidentally, there is a connection to pipe flows. Either flows or will be flowing to Canada, maritime provinces, LNG export facility would be available for Kinder Morgan to ship this gas overseas. Morgan never admitted this. Maybe some of them gold. But it belies the fact that Morgan has $1 billion, $1 billion away, that none of this gas is they've announced none of the gas will go to New York, as I said earlier, and hardly any of it will be seen in Portland, especially due to the market conditions, which, as you probably know, resulted in oil prices relatively, and therefore it's become super expensive with gas. They have one version of gas. There's really no incentive. So all these markets are even accelerating this. Where will this gas end up? Most of it will end up in Europe and Asia. Does that not be a question? Or?
No. If this gas is not going to be used for the benefit of New York, and it's going to be shipped to other places.
Yes.
Why would a governor, an elected official, or whoever give a company like Kinder Morgan the go-ahead when there's no appreciable, benefit for the citizens of the state?
Well, we hope that you will ask Governor Cuomo this question.
Yes.
We can't really answer the question. But I do want to speak to one other point in this. New York has been trying to get more renewable energy. I think, except for certain Republicans, it's pretty well acknowledged that if we continue using fossil fuels and continue emitting greenhouse gases, that our planet is in trouble. So one of my big reasons that I'm spending a lot of energy fighting this is that I am truly concerned for our next generation whether we're going to have a livable planet. And in order to make sure that we do, we need to start switching to renewable energies or energies that aren't polluting our world. And if we build a $5 billion new project of infrastructure, we're going to use it. And we need to spend that kind of money building our renewable energy resources. And I just think it is so irresponsible of our state and our country to continue putting our resources in places that may destroy our planet. So we are working really hard on a twofold process of stopping fossil fuel and investing and promoting renewable energy.
Yes. Cynthia, can I add a point for clarification?
Sure.
I might have said that Kinder Morgan bought a fleet of oil tankers. I meant to say liquid natural gas is what they're shipping. But to go back to another question about greed and competition, this may sound incredible, and that may come up, but early on in the process, I'll spare you some of the different non-government organization names, but they convinced a group of important organizations in New England that there really was a need for these gas, and that it was such a strong need that they actually got the six New England governors to agree, you won't believe it, I'm going to tell you, to agree to have the electric utility customers in New England pay for this pipeline. I repeat that. The New England governors agreed to charge electric utility customers in New England to pay for this pipeline. Not, by the way. However, as the governors and elected officials in New England became more educated, the leader was actually ex-governor Deval Patrick in Massachusetts, became very skeptical of the proposal of Kinder Morgan in terms of its need and its danger. And he actually pulled the plug on support. And so at the moment, this process is this tariff or tax has been put on hold. However, local winds have changed in Massachusetts, governor, and he, reading between the lines, does not seem to be opposed to this tariff at all. So, unfortunately, it may this proposal or this tariff may well resurface. And believe it or not, the New England electric utility customers very well paying Kinder Morgan for their pipeline. it becomes a gross case, total private gain for a public expense, at a public expense, and it's very outrageous. That's the world we live in.
Now, what areas of the state do have pipelines? Where has the infrastructure been laid as of right now? Or is everything still being proposed?
For this particular pipeline, which is called the Northeast Energy Direct, they've been doing a lot of surveying and cutting of trees, but there's been no building. We expect in Kinder Morgan's timeline, they're hoping to get the permit in a year and begin building in 2017 and complete it in 2018. But unfortunately, there are many, many pipelines across New York State that have been built and are being built. Another pipeline of grave concern to us is called the Constitution Pipeline, which would run parallel to the NED from Pennsylvania to Wright, New York, which is just west of Albany. This pipeline has already been permitted by FERC, but after FERC permits a project, there are certain permits that have to be given by the state. And New York State has not yet permitted the Constitution Pipeline, and we are working very hard and hoping that they will not permit it. But there's Iroquois Pipeline, Millennium Pipeline, Dominion Pipeline, Algonquin Pipeline. There are just many, many pipelines going all across New York State.
How did you guys get involved in this issue?
Well, we were actually at an environmental film festival, and after the film, there was a panel speaking about local issues, and they mentioned that there was a proposal for a pipeline that would go from Albany across to Massachusetts. And I said, oh, my goodness, they'd have to come through my town to do that. And I ran up to them after the movie, and we started talking, and indeed, this proposal was going to go within about 2 miles of my home, and that's when I got involved.
So, is there anything that I have not asked that you feel is important that should be mentioned?
Well, maybe I don't think I can take turns, but I'm not sure you mentioned it, but in our case, we do have a lot of communication tools, and among them are our web page and our Facebook page, and I can give those out to listeners if you like.
Of course.
On Facebook, it's www.facebook.com/StopNYFrackedGasPipeline, which is the name of our group. So if someone went on Facebook and just simply typed in Stop New York or Stop NY Fracked Gas Pipeline, our page would come up. And it's loaded with information as well as our webpage, which has a very similar name but shortened, and that's simply StopNYPipeline.org, StopNYPipeline.org. And people will find there's many ways they can join us, help us reverse, the tide, so to speak, and once we put the brakes on this fuel expansion, perhaps we can get back and devote more of our energy to renewables and so on. But we try to give people optimism. People getting very angry, intent, concerned, angry, worried, all the various words. And some of them feel despair even, that their property and their health are at great risk, and that they seem so powerless to stop it. But try to encourage them that they're not powerless. Politicians will listen, forced to listen, and it's proven that already in some efforts here in Rensselaer County and Albany County, as have others throughout Massachusetts and New York. The big need right now is to convince Governor Cuomo to direct the DEC to not to get into a health, what we call a health assessment. or even the pipeline infrastructure, just like he did with fracking. And we know what the outcome will be. It is dangerous and does not help you meet renewable energy goals at all. And we're hoping that he might also do not authorize any pipelines to be built until this is completed. We'll be glad to get either one of those requests met, if not both. But we're finding that people are rising to the occasion once it's created, and despite what goes on with the mass media, especially convenience advertising, we can battle. And the truth is, slowly winning out, we feel, throughout the country, never mind New York. And we do have some optimism, and we want to make people realize they do have a little power to change things. And the success in New York, fracking proves the point very well. And okay, those are probably the main points. And Becky, you may certainly
answer. The big thing that I don't think we talked about at all that I want to mention is that the compressor stations are probably our biggest
right.
And particularly for residents who live near them, they tend to be noisy and have 24/7 light, and they burn the methane that's in the gas. Well, most of the gas coming through the pipelines is methane, and they burn that to run the compressor stations. And so that's, and methane is a bigger greenhouse gas than is carbon dioxide. So many people think that natural gas is a grid energy and is cleaner than coal, but once you account for the escaped and leaked gas, and the gas that is purposely vented out of the compressor stations, they think that it could even be a worse greenhouse gas emitter than
it's
carbon
been proven.
Dioxide. So, but also there are studies about the health effects of living near a compressor station. There's some preliminary data to show that people are having nosebleeds and rashes living near the new mini-sink compressor station. And Rensselaer County is actually doing a health study to find out more information about this. So in Rensselaer County, the compressor station is slated to go through Nassau, and so that town is quite upset and working very hard against it.
Good. So in our closing moments, can you one more time tell our listening audience how they could become involved in this issue? And most important, how pervasive is this issue? And your contact information again.
Go ahead, Beck.
So our website is stopnypipeline.org. And Bob, our Facebook page is?
Sure. It's simply, once you're on Facebook, you just type in Stop New York, Stop NY, Fracked Gas Pipeline.
And we have monthly meetings where people can get involved. We're having a rally at the Capitol Building this Wednesday, December 9th, to the press conference that Rensselaer, Schoharie, and Albany County are sponsoring to ask the governor to ask the Department of Health for a comprehensive health impact study. And we have actions. We do also, just before, we work with groups in Massachusetts and New Hampshire who are also fighting this North Energy Direct, and we work with other groups in New York who are fighting other pipelines.
Yes. And if I could add, what we would like to do too, Cynthia, is what we've done quite a few of in Rensselaer County is do what we call a public forum particular in the towns in Albany County that are affected, immediately and directly affected, which are Bern, Bethlehem, Knox, and New Scotland, because that's where the pipeline is supposed to go through. And what we do in public forums, we have a PowerPoint presentation that found quite well, I would say, over the years now, and it provides a lot of facts and figures, and it also explains they can get involved, but all we need is for someone to get us a venue that can hold, you know, we've had as many as 400 people in public forums, but to hold a large audience, and if they can secure that facility, we will make the presentation for free, of course, and look for organizers in those particular towns to help the local residents and to work with the elected officials to provide opposition to this.
And they could call us 518-781-4686. Again, that's 518-781-4686 and ask for Bob Connie or Becky Meyer, or reach us at info. They could email us at info@stopnypipeline.org.
Okay, this
so we
is great.
We would love to have more people join us. We'd love to have people help us get out the word. And it's a nice group of people. We say the only nice thing about this is that we've met some wonderful people in this struggle, and that makes it so much easier to be involved in something that's not that pleasant.
That's great. I wish you the best of luck, and I hope as you progress in your endeavor that you will come back on Focus on Albany and talk about the successes that you've had.
Thank you. We hope so.
Cindy, we appreciate you for letting us speak with you and your audience today. And we know there's people out there that are concerned. We just got to connect with them and further the opposition.
Right. So if you like, sure. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and if you have a smartphone, download Focus on Albany, listen anywhere, anytime. Thank you, Becky and Bob, and thank you, our listening audience, and hopefully we can turn this whole issue around. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful holiday.
Yes. Same to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.